Hey everyone, I want to share with you a tremendous insight into our Torah portion this week. Thank you so much for listening. The Torah tells us upon Avraham's arrival into the land of Canaan that there was a famine in the land. And in fact, Avraham chose, because of the famine, to go down to Mitzrayim. Imagine God telling you, come to this land, follow, you gotta go, we'll leave your family, leave your homeland, come to the land that I'm going to show you within a short period of time. There is a terrible drought, and Avraham decides to go to Mitzrayim. In a very famous commentary by the Ramban, he says that Avraham sinned. Avraham should not have gone down to Egypt. It was a religious failure to have more trust in God. He should have stuck it out, stayed in Eretz Canaan throughout the famine. But you see, what's interesting to note here is that we are told in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that Avraham had 10 trials, 10 tests, and he managed to pass them all, I guess, with even flying colors. So the question we have to ask ourselves is, I don't understand. One of the tests was that there was a famine. How would the Ramban reconcile this Mishnah in Pirkei Avos where Avraham passed all those tests, those challenges, when in fact the Ramban says that he sinned by going down to Egypt, by going down to Mitzrayim? I read an amazing insight that I want to share with you by Rav Yaakov Kopel Schwartz in his book, Yekev Ephraim. He suggests a tremendous insight. He says, you don't understand. It's true. Maybe you shouldn't go down to Mitzrayim. Maybe you shouldn't have left Eretz Canaan. But he still remained loyal to God. It's true, he should not have left the land. He should not have left the land that God told him to travel, to reside in. But he never questioned God's promise that God told Avraham that he will eventually inherit the land, that Avraham has a tremendous future. Avraham did not question God. He realized it was a digression in the divine promise. Maybe, as opposed to having Avraham rejecting God totally because of the famine and leaving Mitzrayim as a sign of God abandoning him, he saw it as a bump on the road. And therefore, in many ways, he did pass the test of the famine in the land of Israel. Maybe he shouldn't have gone down to Mitzrayim. He should not have gone down to Egypt. And that was a mistake. But the larger picture of having ultimate faithfulness and loyalty to God, Avraham remained completely loyal. And so I think what we see from here is a very important message in life. We talk about passing or failing a spiritual religious test. It doesn't always work that way. It's not always black and white. In many ways, you can say, even according to Ramban, that Avraham might have failed a certain component of this test. He should not have gone down to Mitzrayim, but overall, his loyalty to God still remained absolutely steadfast, even if maybe it falls short of the ideal. And I think sometimes in life, we do sometimes do fall short of being perfect. But guess what? You can still make a mistake. You can make two mistakes. You can make a lot of mistakes. But the main purpose is realizing that we are on a path. We can grow. We can come better. And we can still be called by the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos to totally have passed all the larger picture tests. A small bump on the road, a small mistake, does not mean a failure. It means you can still pass and even pass with flying colors. It's all about completing, building, and yearning that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty. Shabbat Shalom. Have a beautiful, uplifting Shabbos.